So, ladies and gentlemen, we are here because the headquarters of one of the most powerful corporations and dangerous corporations in the world is based behind us. That corporation is called Palantir. You might have seen it in the news in the last week in relation to the Epstein files.
Yes, shame.
We prepared the following leaflet, which we are giving to the public and to members of staff who work at Palantir. It reads, Palantir, AI warfare and the future of humanity. In February 2025, Keir Starmer visited Washington headquarters of Palantir. A meeting arranged by Peter Mandelson. Shortly afterwards, Palantir landed a £240 million Ministry of Defence contract. Peter Mandelson's consultancy lobbied on behalf of Palantir to expand its government contracts. Mandelson's best friend, Jeffrey Epstein, maintained intimate business ties to Palantir's co-founder, Peter Thiel, until 2019. Long after Epstein's conviction as a paedophile. Nothing to see here. Palantir's name comes from the All-Seeing Stone in Lord of the Rings, which allows universal surveillance and corrupts its users. Founded by Peter Thiel and Alex Karp and backed by CIA-linked investment funds, its development was shaped by ties to Western intelligence agencies and Mossad after 9/11. This was the dawn of the so-called War on Terror, in the name of which the people of Afghanistan and Iraq were bombed into the Stone Age, generating millions of casualties and refugees. Palantir's AI transforms massive data into weapons of surveillance, repression, destruction, and death. Palantir regards its tools as equal or superior to nuclear weapons, technology that is reshaping the balance of forces in the whole of the planet. These weapons are not controlled by governments or constrained by international treaties. They are developed and owned by a single private corporation. No wonder that the recent interviews with CEO Alex Karp, he appeared to be suffering from deranged megalomania. Palantir's intervention in Ukraine has helped to replicate all the horrors of trench warfare from World War I. Palantir proudly supports Israel's genocide in Gaza.
Shame on them.
Its AI-assisted targeting generated massive numbers of strike targets for the IDF's automated machinery of destruction and slaughter. Palantir's technologies dissolve the distinction between civilian, economic, intelligence, and military warfare. Palantir is a machine designed to control and destroy humanity. This sinister company has its fingers in every pie. It secured common contracts without competitive tender. It was paid to jab 44 million people in Britain at warp speed with experimental vaccines. And it has taken control of NHS data platforms. Palantir also provides the infrastructure for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency of the United States of America and its barbaric immigration policing and enforcement campaign in the United States under Donald Trump. Palantir provides the tools for mass surveillance and population tracking for governments to use against us. Palantir embeds itself in health systems to prepare the future terrain of biological, pharmacological, neural and genetic forms of surveillance. At a time when trust in government and state agencies is at an all-time low, Palantir provides these same entities with massively enhanced decision-making and predictive analytics. All the better to manipulate and control the people. However, the company's libertarian CEOs dream of the eventual dissolution of the nation state, and they provide the ecosystem for a future in which we may all be ruled by corporations by means of universal surveillance and monitoring and control of workers and consumers. Palantir must be stopped. All government contracts with the company must be rescinded. Its role in war crimes in Gaza must be investigated. Its threat to humanity must be exposed. Join us every Thursday at 4 p.m. outside the Palantir headquarters, 20 Soho Square, London, W1D3QW. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.